Hello, everyone, and thanks for joining us on our call today. I'm Anders Porter, Director of Communications for Fairlife Milk. Let me very quickly tell you about the next half hour and who we're going to be hearing from today. Steve Jones, our CEO, who has spent much of his career launching, leading, advising, and investing in successful industry-changing startups. And our founders, Mike and Sue McCloskey. Mike began his career as a veterinarian and eventually, along with Sue, turned to dairy farming. Together, they founded Select Milk Producers, one of the most progressive dairy co-ops in the country. After a quick intro from Steve, Mike and Sue are going to tell you more about Fairlife, its origin, the technology, and our goals. Then, Steve will briefly let you know about plans for the launch of the brand, and then we'll have a little time for Q&A. So, let's get started.
Thank you, Anders, and welcome, everybody. This is Steve Jones. At Fairlife, we've always believed in better. Everything from better farming, to better cow care, to better nutrition. That's why we're introducing Fairlife ultra-filtered milk, a real milk that's great tasting and more nutritious than regular milk. We're providing people a better source of nutrition. We cold filter our milk to bring you 50% more protein, 30% more calcium, and 50% less sugar. And that's really important to people. We know that the majority of people these days are looking for better nutrition in their food, and they want their food to be real and less processed and come from a source they can trust. Fairlife is brought to you by a dedicated group of family dairy farmers who put great care into everything they do. It comes from a sustainable source that's traceable from grass to glass. And as a result, we are setting a new standard for milk. As you're going to hear from Mike and Sue today, we've been developing better farming and value-added milk for a while, but Fairlife is still a young venture that's changing the dairy industry, bringing families health and wellness, great taste, and convenience. It's part of Fairlife's belief in better, from better farming to better cow care to better nutrition, with a real milk that's better for you. Our inspiration, Believe in Better, reflects the experience of our founders, Mike and Sue McCloskey, who've brought Believe in Better to life through their pioneering work. So I'm going to turn it over to them, and they're going to tell you more about Fairlife and our efforts going forward.
Hello, everyone. This is Mike McCloskey. I think I'll take you a little bit back down to the farm and share with you a little bit about Sue and I. Growing up, I had an uncle who was a farm animal veterinarian, and he instilled in me a love of both animals and the importance of treating them with respect and care. So no one in my family was surprised when I followed in his footsteps and became a vet and eventually a farmer. Sue and I transitioned in the 80s from our dairy animal vet practice in Southern California to becoming dairy farmers. We really have some tremendous examples and have enjoyed developing our dairy farms over the years. And those are very transitional years and very formative years for us, and a lot of great stories, as I said. But I'm going to pick one or two stories to share with you that I think relate very well to the Fairlife product that we're talking about today. Somewhere in like 1990, we lost the main well on our farm, which was a source of excellent quality water for our cows to drink. Our other wells on that farm had hard water, and the cows were not happy at all drinking that water. We tried and tried drilling new wells, but could not hit the same aquifer. So we looked into a filtering system. After combining several types of filters, we finally got back to the high quality of water that we had. We saw an immediate improvement from the cows. They appreciated this great water. Their coats and health improved rapidly, and their milk production increased higher than before. We had filtered out the bad and kept the good, and the cows reacted to it. So it was a great experience for us to be innovative in our farm, to figure out how to keep our cows very healthy and very content. But the interesting thing that came out of that is that months later, Sue and I were at our dinner table and talking about the success we had with that filtering and talking about milk in general. And Sue came up with a really great idea, and I'd like her to share with you the questions that she posed to me.
So a few months later, I said to Mike, if we could filter and boost up the good things in milk and then filter out some of the things that we don't need more of, we could really make milk even better. I told him, could you imagine if I, as a woman, could get all my calcium and a big part of my essential proteins in one or two servings of milk throughout the day? I mean, wow, that would really be something. So we went out and got some food-grade filters, and right there at our kitchen table, like Mike said, we started experimenting with the idea of filtering milk. And over many years, using Mike, me, and our four kids as our test market, we developed the beginning of this delicious, healthy Fairlife milk. We created an innovative cold filtration process that didn't in any way change the purity and wholesomeness of milk or the nutrients in milk. It's really about a simple, great-tasting nutrition through less processing. No protein powders or additional nutrients are added. We've created a more nutritious milk that we believe will forever transform how we think about, drink, and enjoy milk and other milk products. So, babe, tell them how we do it.
Well, here's how it works. After our cows are milked, the milk is immediately chilled to 34 degrees to keep that fresh, clean taste. And then we put it through our cold filtration system, which filters out the lactose and a significant amount of the sugar, while increasing the protein and calcium, so there is 50% more protein and 30% more calcium. What's left is pure Fairlife milk.
And as any of you who are parents know, many of us parents really rely on milk as a nutritious part of your children's diets every single day. Mike and I raised four kids, and believe me, we went through and continued to go through. In fact, this morning our milk drawer was empty again. We go through a lot of milk. So Fairlife isn't just a business to us. It's a passion. We're passionate about milk, about its health benefits, and as dairy farmers, we always have been. That is the reason we are here, to set a new standard in milk so people and their families can be better and healthier. You know, an 8-ounce glass of Fairlife provides an average of 40% of the daily protein needs of children. That's a really powerful benefit. And with Fairlife, we're bringing families everywhere the power of health and wellness, great taste, and convenience. I go back again and again to the phrase Mike used earlier, believe in bread and better. That's what we live for.
And we believe not only in producing a better milk, we believe we have done that. But it has always been our belief to make everything on our farms better, every step of the way. We believe in better farming practices, better cow care, better treatment of our land and our people. And when I say people, I mean our employees and our communities where we farm. It's a holistic approach to not just what we make, but how we make it. And we take that all very seriously. Our filtration process is definitely an example of our what you could call our rebel spirit, our curious, innovative approach to do things better. But it doesn't stop there. As I shared with you before, we've just had tremendous experiences innovating and improving our systems by looking at how to make things better. We're committed to being better towards the planet and the environment as well. One of the things that we do on our flagship farm in Fair Oaks, Indiana, is use an anaerobic digestion process to convert the manure our cows produce every day into renewable natural gas that helps power our farms by producing all of its electricity, and a fleet of 42 trucks that deliver our milk around the country. This alone eliminates 12 million miles of fossil fuel emissions every day. The leftover solids after the manure goes through the process are then used to fertilize the land, while the leftover liquid is used to irrigate our farm fields. Nothing is wasted. That is our goal.
So we own our own land, and we grow our own crops to feed our own cows. and we run our own biofuel trucks to take our own milk to our own state-of-the-art bottling facility, to put our own Fairlife milk into our own bottles, so we can provide this cool, great-tasting Fairlife milk to your family. Controlling the security, safety, and quality of our products reflects our commitment to our grass-to-glass promise. And I want to make sure, though, that in all this conversation, one really important thing doesn't get lost, and that's the unprocessed new option for enhancing both their healthy lifestyle and enjoyment of their food. So we're not only proud of the launch of Fairlife, but we're excited about what we believe will be its positive impact in people's lives. And as Steve mentioned earlier, the dairy industry itself. So I'm going to turn it back over to Steve now, in fact, to tell you more about the launch.
Thank you, Sue, and thank you, Mike.
I just want to call out that Mike and Sue are the spiritual leaders of Fairlife, and that's truly reflected in our culture. But more importantly, Mike and Sue are trusted connections into the Fairlife brand for many people, which is a real advantage when you come to start marketing a new breakthrough product like this. As both Mike and Sue have said, at Fairlife, we're excited about this product on a lot of levels. Most importantly, we're excited about our ability to provide super nutrition in such a great tasting product. This is truly a value-added product. And we're fortunate that the Minute Maid division of Coca-Cola is our partner, which will help us distribute and market Fairlife, bringing it and its innovative Believe in Better attitude to more people. So a little bit about marketing. We are rolling the product out nationally now. We've gotten a great response from our retail customers, and that will proceed, through March. Our national marketing campaign will begin, early in the spring, and the campaign will emphasize Fairlife's purity, taste, and nutrition, and showcase the Fairlife farms and the families that own and run them.
All right, thanks, Steve. This is Anders Porter again, and before we open it up to some questions, I just want to quickly echo three things that Mike, Sue, and Steve have said. Let's just start with the fact that we believe in better. First of all, it's about better milk. New Fairlife has 50% more protein and 30% more calcium, with 50% less sugar than regular milk. And not to mention it's lactose-free as well. Secondly, our simple filtering system allows us to do more by doing less. So without ever affecting the natural state of the nutrients of milk, we're able to produce this delicious Fairlife milk for you. And third, better for cows, better for people, and better for the planet. So I'll now turn things over to the operator for a little Q&A.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star and then one on your touchtone phone. If you wish to be removed from the queue, please press the pound sign or hash key. There will be a delay before the first question is announced. If you are using a speakerphone, you may need to pick up the handset first before pressing the numbers. Once again, if you have a question, please press star and then one on your touchtone phone. We have been receiving quite a few questions. The questions reads, is Fairlife real milk? Many are saying that this is Franken milk.
It absolutely is real milk, real authentic right from the farm. And as Sue said, less processed.
Thank you very much. We also have a question from Kevin White from The Grocer Magazine. Kevin, can you please repeat your question?
Hello. Hi. I'm really interested in finding out how many listings you've got from major US retailers and whether you have any plans to look elsewhere globally. So the UK and Europe, there's quite a few issues with the dairy industry in the UK at the moment, so just really interested in finding out your thoughts on that, really. Thank you.
Thanks, Kevin. We have had a tremendous response from retailers in many channels, large store, grocery, drug, and convenience. We're really excited about it.
And although I can't tell you the specific number of listings that we've gotten, we expect to have a really a high percentage of availability by March, well enough that will justify us starting our national marketing campaign. But the retailer saw the results of the test markets where we had such a strong trial, and more importantly, such a strong repeat. The number of repeats on all of the products was so high that that gave the retailers so much confidence to list this product. So we're very excited about the kind of level of availability we're going to get very quickly. And as to you know, any going to Europe or any other marketplaces, right now we're just very focused on the U.S. market, and we're concentrating all of our efforts here at home.
Thank you. And we also received a question from Bob Meyer from Brownfield AG News. Bob, can you please repeat your question?
Sure. I'd just like to know if you can give us a little enlightenment here as to why do you think this product is going to be successful? You're looking at a premium product at a premium price at a time when overall fluid milk sales have been declining. And what makes you think this will fly?
This is Mike McCloskey. Let me share with you our passion for the product and why we believe that. So going back to the question a little while ago on the higher protein and higher calcium and less sugar, the way that we're doing this process is through a very simple filtration process that is not it's leaving all of the ingredient, the protein and the calcium, intact. So it's just filtering it, giving us a higher level of protein, a higher level of calcium, and reducing the sugars. So stuff that we just don't need more of, and giving us a lot more of what we really are seeking. So we believe that the consumer is very sophisticated today. They are looking for a higher protein product. They are looking for better calcium in the sense of milk. And we've been able to bring that all together in Fairlife Milk, but we've been able to also bring a phenomenal taste of this product. So we have created a premium product. If you look back over the years, you look at coffee, for example, you know, who would have thought that today we would pay a premium for a cup of coffee? But that cup of coffee brings so much more to us. Same we can see in cheese, and recently we've seen that in yogurt with Greek yogurt. So Fairlife Milk is accomplishing the same thing. It's taking a product like milk, which is a phenomenal product and one of nature's most perfect foods, and we're making it even better. We're improving upon it. We're being innovative with it without processing it. We're just increasing what people are looking for and decreasing what you just don't need more of. So we believe that has created a value, a premium, that the consumer will perceive.
And we'll move along to the next question. It's from Jim Carper from Dairy Foods Magazine. Jim, can you please repeat your question?
Yes. Are there plans either from Coke or from Fairlife to develop a shelf-stable aseptic package so that the milk can be merchandised outside the dairy case, for instance, in the non-dairy beverage aisle?
Yeah. So Fairlife is a fresh product. It needs to be chilled, but it has an extended shelf life, which means, you know, compared to traditional milk, which might be, you know, 15 or 16 days, this is over 90-day shelf life, and it's that way because of the freshness and the way in which we're pasteurizing it, which is an awesome innovation. But and we like the idea that it's fresh. Not to say that in the future we won't look at shelf-stable products, but it's really important that we maintain this as a fresh ESL product. But in the future, you could see us going into the shelf-stable arena as well.
Thank you.
We also have a question from Sarah Hill from the Derek Business Magazine. Sarah, can you please repeat your question?
Hi there. My question has to do with the fossil fuels. I was wondering if you could tell me again how many fossil fuels you save each day using your bio-renewable
truck? Yes. So it's specifically for the trucks. So we have 42 trucks that we had built specifically for this purpose. So they are concentrated natural gas engines. And what we do is we take the biogas from our digesters, we clean that gas to 99% methane, making a renewable natural gas. So once you get up to 98 to 99% methane, you're dealing with what is known as natural gas. But instead of being a fossil fuel, we're producing this out of the manure every day and eliminating the greenhouse gas emissions from manure and converting them into a natural gas that we burn in a CNG engine within our trucks. And we have 42 of these trucks that deliver 64 loads of milk. Each load would be 6,000 gallons of milk, and deliver them to our markets every day, taking 12 million miles of what used to be done with a fossil fuel such as diesel. And that's equivalent to 2 million gallons of diesel a year. On top of that, we also produce the electricity for most of our farms and the visiting center that we have on our farm. So that's eliminating an additional fossil fuel from the power that we would have taken off the grid that in our particular region of that farm would have been produced with coal.
Thank you. We will move to the next question. It comes from Donna Berry from A Daily Dose of Dairy. Donna, can you please repeat your question?
Yes. Well, first of all, I want to say congratulations. This is such exciting news. I'm in Chicago near here, and I experienced your test market. And it was wonderful to see your product in the dairy case, and I do believe it should be merchandised as a fresh product. My concern at the beginning of the test market, and I did actually express this to your office, was that I would sometimes find it merchandised in the alternative dairy beverage section or the non-dairy, you know, alternative products instead of with the milk, which, of course, was probably part of the reason there was confusion about the product. Now with the official launch in your beautiful new package and your single serve bottles, which I absolutely love, I am seeing that the retailers are understanding better that it is real milk and it needs to be with the other milk and not with the almonds and the soys and et cetera. So I would like to know, what are you guys doing, or what is Minute Maid doing to educate the retailers to make sure that they understand this is milk and that it's being put in the right place in the dairy case?
Donna, thanks for your comments. We're really proud and excited about Fairlife milk as well. And you raise a great point. Where on the shelf should you place this? And we did in the test look at it both in traditional milk and the value-added milk section. When you're, you know, launching a beverage like this, and Fairlife really is a fresh milk that is very value-added. We've said that so many times today. Value-added with the extra protein and extra calcium, and we've taken out the lactose, and we've reduced the sugar. That truly is a value-added. People looking for value-added products are going to look in a certain part of the milk section. And I would characterize those products as being organic milks and some of the alternative plant-based protein drinks. I mean, this is like the really premium quality juices that have been come on the market in the last couple of years. So we're putting Fairlife into that alternative door because that's where people are looking for the value-added product. So rather than it being alternative, we really look at it as the value-added section of the milk door. Consumers, and most of the volume is going to come from them. It's also going to come from people who are looking for something more. And there's so many features and benefits of Fair Life, whether it's the lower sugar or the zero lactose or the more protein, that I think traditional milk users will also want to have it in their fridge in addition to what they're already having. So if they're looking for something value-added, I think they'll find it in the value-added door. So that's really where this belongs, in with the organics and the plant-based products. But Donna, thanks very much for your comments. I really love that you love Fair Life so much.
Thank you. We received a question from Lindsay Stein. Lindsay, can you please repeat your question?
Hey, I was wondering when the campaign launches in the spring, is it going to be fully integrated across TV ads, print, PR, social, and possibly even bringing media to the farms to check them out?
Absolutely. We're going to have a full marketing program. I'm not going to give you the details, but we'd love to have retailers. We'd love to have all of you come to the farm. It's an experience that is, you'll never forget. It'll really change your life to see just how important the farming approach is. Yeah, it'll be an integrated campaign. We'll be going after mass awareness. Integrated with social media is going to be so important today's. Both the millennials and young adults with families are getting their information from so many sources on social media. So we'll be present in all of them, and then you'll see the look inside the store activation with couponing and sampling and the point of sale material will all look the same.
Hey, Lindsay, and everybody else that's listening here, you just give me a holler. I would love to personally take you around the farm. All of you are personally invited. Just give me a shout.
Thank you very much. We will take a question from Bob Meyer from Brownfield AG News. Please go ahead. Please repeat your question, Bob.
All right. Thank you. First off, I'd just like to say that I had the opportunity to tour the farm and interview Gary Corbett just over a year ago. Excellent facility, and what you guys are doing to promote the image of agriculture is certainly commendable. Assuming that most of the milk is going to come for this from Fair Oaks, what type of capacity, what type of milk are you looking at committing to this initially? And should there be a need for expansion, where will you source that milk from and where would the processing be?
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate your comments, and this is Mike McCloskey. You know, a lot of the milk will come from Fair Oaks, but it will come from some of our other farms. We are a organization, Select Milk Producers, the parent company of Fair Oaks Farms, is 92 dairy families, and we are positioned very, very nicely around the country between the Midwest and the Southwest and some other areas, and we have great capacity in Michigan today to produce the product, and we have plans for expansion of that capacity towards the Southwest as well to be able to, as we continue to grow, the next area would be the Southwest. So, and you know, all of our farms, the 92 family farms that belong to Select Milk Producers, are. I think you would enjoy equally touring them as you enjoyed touring Fair Oaks Farm. So we're well positioned to this future growth we're going to have with Fair Life Milk, and our plans for right now are to fill a capacity in Michigan, followed by a southwestern plant over the next couple of years.
Thank you. We also have a question from Stan Maddox from Farm World. Stan, please repeat your question.
Will the milk be filtered at one location? I know you just mentioned Michigan in moving to the Southwest, but initially, will all the filtration be happening at Fair Oaks?
Right now, the filtration is occurring at the Michigan plant, and we have some filtration occurring in our New Mexico facilities. And as I mentioned, as we grow into a larger Southwestern plant, we'll do filtration at that area as well. So we are not doing filtration at the dairy farm itself. As we were mentioning before, we milk our cows, we instant chill our milk to 34 degrees immediately. We load it on those tankers, the 6,000-gallon tankers, and we deliver it to the processing plant. And before we pasteurize, as soon as we unload that chilled milk and run it through our filter and then pasteurize the product and bottle it at the Michigan plant.
Thank you very much.